Bulma's Folly, Season 2, Episode 2, Broken Art, Part 2. Arietti.
Waiting for rain. Morning dew. Death. Been here before. I force my chin up, following the dim outline of Fulmar's mast into pitch black. I drop a knee and hand against the sail lying on the coach roof. Keep moving. Are so painfully slow, like the joints are iced over. Concentrate. Force them to fold the sail, fold it into channels like what Mum did before the Caspian came back.
Send the winds upstairs.
Let go.
No, upstairs on deck.
Let go.
Out of your head. Lena's going through the boat. Again. Thinks I'm lying. Hiding things. Won't say it in my face. She's taking the only light. Come on. Come on, find the edge of the sail. Move your fingers. Fold. That's a gutter. Ish. No. Stupid. Any moisture, it'll all run out. I can't see. Not enough slack. Why she got the lamp? I can't fucking see. Why is this happening? Insects crawling over my hand. Are they real? Jimmy's body stinks. Sail's still not right.
Harry.
Penny and
Penny.
Stay away from
him. Stay away from
him. Bullet from Katie's gun through the brain. That would have been good. That'd have been good. Shut up, Arietti. Stop moaning. I flick away something crawling on my hand, whether it's there or not. Keep moving forward. You got this.
No, no,
No. I feel along the fabric till pain flares in my palm. The broken spray hood frame. Right below the boom. I've torn the sail. Stuffed it up again. Don't look at the saloon table. Eyes down. A pattern of dirt and dried blood. Dad's feet. Long shadows. Liam's lamp must be on the floor somewhere forward. The air is thick. Tastes of sickness and death. I wasn't...
What?
...doing anything. I know the boy is on my bed. Don't look at him.
What you want?
It hurts to talk. Pain pulsing in my eyes. Fighting the weight drawing me to look if Penny is dead.
What?
Can I borrow the lamp?
I'm using it.
Look at Penny. You don't care if you don't look. You haven't even checked Dad. What if our eyes are stuck open?
That it?
I really need the lamp.
Why?
To check something.
Check what?
It doesn't matter.
Willst du dir eh nichts mehr kommen? Du musst schlafen. Ich bleib wach. Ich schau auf.
I've torn the sail. 400. Keep count. Don't lose count of her breath, so she will die. 403. Her skin's burning. 404, but she doesn't sweat. 405. Keep count. Stay awake. You're keeping her alive. Another's fallen in. Bet it's not the female wasting. 408. She'll be working out how to get to us. Why can't they swim if they can think? 500. 500. The ones with injuries are obvious, I guess. Tigers can swim. Gorillas can't, though. 504. And they're smart, so they can apparently check how deep the water is with a stick. 507. Apes can't swim naturally. Except that monkey in Asia. What's his name? Can't remember. So are the wasting like apes. A chimpanzee in captivity learned to swim. Can they learn? Stuff in the water. Shit, keep counting. 511. It won't end. The night. The waiting for one of us to die. This life. I wanted to. Just wanted to. Wish I had let Katie drown me. Then it would all be over. such an awful thing to think. The dim light from the saloon catches Jimmy's steel eyes, so they almost glow as they stare back at me. I see bugs moving in and out of his mouth, but I don't know if they're real. I don't think they are. Don't know how I should feel about it. Should I be glad he's dead? What does it mean if I am? What if I enjoyed it? Did I know I was going to stab him? I knew I had to drown the wasting. Did it make killing Jimmy easier? Did I have to kill him? If we hadn't stopped at Calypso, none of this would have happened. So does that mean Jimmy was already dead then? Or from the moment that I was born? He must have had a mum and a dad. Did they know when they held him? I don't think the bugs on him are real. It's getting light. Only dim, but still hurts my eyes. There's a heavy mist over everything. Like we're in a cloud. My head is pounding. Mum? There's still a pulse. What?
Out of time.
She's going to kill us. Thank God. I let my vision go fuzzy as she removes parts of her rifle. Something dark moves. I force my vision back into focus. Liam sat in the companionway with his head drooped, hoodie up, large knife in his... No, it's not Liam. It's Leo, in Liam's hoodie. His gaunt face watches his mum line up three bullets on the seat next to her. One for her, Leo, me. Oh... Penny must be dead. Dad, too. But what about Mum? Maybe she doesn't know. Do I tell her? No, Mum will wake up and we'll all be dead and she'll die slow.
Come here.
She puts her forehead to his and closes her eyes tightly. He grips her sleeves, head shaking in her hands.
I hope he's sorely... sorely...
Oh my God. She's going to do it right in front of me. I drop my eyes to Mum. Grip her tight. She's... They're leaving. He picks up the boat hook. She's tied a line to the end of it. Figures. The only things we had left. But she's taking the lamp too. I really want to scream and swear at her. But I just can't find the energy. Hope they drown. I haul myself up next to Leo. She's left him. Lena's head slips below the tainted water, hands stretched to the sky as she sinks. She rolls sideways, boat hook in one hand, her other arm awkwardly scooping water. Rifle barrel poking out from her back. Leo makes these horrid raspy breaths, his bony fingers tight around the oversized knife. The look on his face brings the memory of the old woman. Before the swarm got her. I turn away. Look down at the dry blood on the side of Fulmar. And then to the dark water. The waves pushing past the struggling Lena. Through the field of lifeless bodies floating amongst the rubbish. To the silent silhouettes standing in the mist. This bay is hell. So many had been taken by the water in the night, or jumped. They didn't do it when the Caspian was here. I turn my head up to the nearest clifftop, to the bearded man in a thick black and red winter coat. He's wearing one of those backpacks you put little kids in. It's empty. The murky shapes on the cruise ship balcony stand silently with their families. The short outlines amongst the tall. Lena struggling. The female wasting stood ahead of her. Waiting. She's going for her backpack. Lena stops. I think her feet are touching the ground. She quickly slips her face mask up, pulls the rifle round, aims it at the nearest wasting. Not one moves to meet her. It's so familiar. The trap they're playing. My eyes go up to the silhouettes of the wasting on the cliff above, waiting for her to get close before the predictable leap and silent drop onto her. Lena starts to stagger forward. She's having trouble keeping the barrel steady. She's going to die. Stupid. Her waist rises out of the water. The hazy outline of the body pile at the foot of the cliffs goes still. You can't save her. She only wants the boat. Kept you above deck to freeze. She settles her gun on the female wasting in one hand, adjusts the boat hook in her other. Let her die. Do nothing. It's not killing her. Just not saving her. Let her die. She winds the end of the line attached to the boat hook around her hand. Throws it at her pack. It falls short. The female wasting doesn't move. But but a few around her starts to twitch and jitter. She pulls the line back in, takes another couple of steps forward. The wasting at the cliff top slowly bunch up. She throws the boat hook again. Short. Inches forward. Throw. Wide. Again. Wide. Checks the wasting and the surf to her right. Tiny step forward. Again. The boat hook bounces off her pack. She comes back here, she'll just keep it all. Just another Katie. Jimmy. Liam, man in red. She pauses like she's expecting the female wasting to do something. Can she finally see it? No. She doesn't look up. Stupid. Die. Be done with her. Don't look, Leo. Don't watch. Slowly I raise my hands and cover my ears. Leo's cracked lips splitting to bleed as he twists them to show milk teeth. I should feel something. I know what's happening is horrifying. But everything's just numb. Wasting that had been floating on the surface amongst the dead had sat up. Nina's outline stops moving. The weighted rifle shivers in her right hand, whilst the hook line to the backpack remains coiled around her left arm. The wasting behind her unfolds his long limbs. Oh my god. He wasn't floating. Was sitting, keeping his face above the waves and playing dead. He wheezes and chokes, spluttering brown fluid, the mist swirling as he fights for breath. The seaweed on his shoulder and a plastic bag stuck to the side of his head, giving him a mutilated outline as he rises, dragging clothes of black and red. The dim light catching reflective strips sewn into his clothes. I swear I can hear the bones in his neck crack as he tilts his head down to Lena. The dead in the water. The noises in the night. They were trying to sit in the surf without drowning. They were working it out. Last time they played the ambush, I'd escaped to deep water. This time they've adapted. Close your eyes, Leo. Luna spins around to shoot the giant. The wasting surging to the surf, feet snagging the line, whipping the rope all the way back to Luna's arm. She's yanked violently as she squeezes the trigger. Water flicks up from the mist shore. The giant doesn't even acknowledge. Jumpers on the cliff begin the long fall. Nina staggers backwards from the giant, fighting to pull the rifle bolt. I think it's jammed. The swarm in the shallows twists and wrench to go faster against the beating waves. Desperate, Lena turns, wading frantically for a closing gap parallel to the shore, the water around her exploding in choking plumes of white water and broken limbs, forcing the giant to check his steps and shift into short bursts of speed.
After only a few steps, Lean is viciously snapped back by the arm. The backpack line is still coiled around her. She's flailing frantically, wrenching and biting the tightrope. A jump clips her, then another, knocking her underwater. She splatters to the surface, the sky raining with bodies. She is free of the line but bleeding and limping. The first of the swarm cuts in front of her. She swings the rifle stock into its skull. It drops to its knees but snags on the rifle strap, twisting her to the oncoming giant. She panics, kicking and dragging the limp waist in, desperate to free her weapon, kicking out at the giant. The rifle snaps free. She twists to run. The giant lunges with violent speeding, losing its footing. Its outstretched arm smacks into Lena's back, its other hand grabbing a fist over her. The ferocious momentum shoving Lena under so he almost backflips over the top of her. A thunderous wave of white then blood-red water erupts into the sky. The giant writhes like he's forgotten he can walk on the bottom. The female wasting wades past, now carefully choosing her footfalls, waves rising above her chest, eyes locked as a bloodied head bursts through salt water. Lena rises and sinks, throwing her body forwards. The left side of her hair is gone. The wasting had scalped her. She snatches and kicks, rolling onto her side. She is swimming. The female wasting immediately stops, panting hard, water just grazing her chin. Yet others carry on, slipping under the waves to drown, and the giant is stumbling in the surf. Clump of Lena's black hair still clamped between his fingers with a flapping piece of bloodied skin. The wasting swarm finally starts to understand. They can't get her. A man with a top knot starts punching himself in the back of the head, wrenching the sagging skin of his torso this way and that. His face going violent red and muscles in his neck popping as he screams in Lena's direction. A large woman starts ripping out chunks of her own hair, then slapping the open wound with her palm. An old man rakes his face so hard with his nails he bursts in eye. Yet the female wasting remains silent amongst the chaos, slowly moving her head from Lena to me. I shift my eyes quickly down to the black water. Fuck. Why won't she just drown? My arms shake with the effort of hauling my body up onto the side. My head spinning. Feet hovering once again above the water. You can do this. She will understand anyway. Fuck. You can do this. You can do this. My legs won't kick properly. Water surges up my nose. I twist round, scratching at the fiberglass for a handhold. My lungs burn with fire. I'm swallowing water. Something firm smacks the top of my head. I catch a glimpse of white and blue, try to grab it. It's a boat fender. a cylindrical tube rounded at both ends. The Caspian crew put them on to stop the boats damaging each other when they were tied up together. I look up and see a face peering over the side.
Leo? Leo? Get out of the water. Stand. Go.
I fall on Jimmy. I press my forehead hard into the floor and shut my eyes tight until the world stops spinning. I open my eyes. Mom's legs are an inch from my nose. I wedge the fender under my arms and use it as a float. I look for Lena. Can't hear screaming. Can't see her among the floating dead. I was too slow. She's gone. I don't know what to do. Still no water. Anchor's stuck and sail's got a hole in it. I should just let go and drown. Terrible thing to do to Leo, though. I'm too stupid. The wasting continued to frenzy in the shallows. They seem to be gathering on one spot. They're looking at something. Oh my god. Lena.
Lena.
She's clinging to some debris. I start swimming. But then I pause to catch my breath. I realize I've barely moved. And the fender isn't keeping me up. I think it's filling with water. I'm forced to ditch it. Trying to stay calm, I do this weird swim with my face just above the surface, but the water keeps going up my nose and in my mouth. I'm not getting anywhere. I reach out at a floating lump, tangle of fish netting, orange boys. I glance up at the cliffs. So many have just jumped to their deaths. I look for the female wasting. She's moved. Now standing waist deep in the surf. Her full attention still on me. Completely ignoring the other's frenzy. She takes a small but very deliberate step backwards. I frown. What was that? The backpack. The backpack must be submerged by your feet.
Okay. Okay.
Lena.
They bite?
Too close.
But you said Dad,
stay.
She looks ahead to the wasting prowl in the surf for her. There's a lot of blood. Her trembling hand is trying to stop the flow of blood from her head. I look back at Fulmar. The female wasting watches.
Stop!
We die anyway.
No, stop!
You stupid! How dare you give up? Floating there like a wet paper towel. She smiles crookedly, but her eyes say something different. Wind brushes my face, turning my head back to Fulmar. Could it be enough? With a damaged sail, cut the anchor loose and just... I drop my eyes to the black water, head trembling, then bring them up onto her, the female wasting, staring at me over a sea of floating bodies. Could it... Shh! She's listening to your thoughts. Keep your mind clear. She takes another step back from the backpack and twists her head to Fulmar. Everyone's dead if you don't get this pack. She's isolated. Other wasting are more interested in Lena. Please. God. Watch the bodies. One could be playing dead. Slow. She's watching you. She's got some. Think of a name and then she's less. Nightmare before Christmas. Sally, no. You're, more of a Wednesday or, Rita. Rita. Oh, what are they doing on the cliffs? I can't see. Rita sees you. Getting close. How do I do this? She's gonna do something. Oh God. All these around me really dead. Jump on me. Why aren't the others coming for me? Leave the flute here. Too hard to stun. Crawl closer with your fingertips. They should be jumping. Come on. Come on, come on. Last jump. Keep breathing. Just pause it. Think about this. How do I do this? How to get the back clear and not get caught? How do I do this? You can't. If I throw it far enough behind me, Lena can dive and get it. She better get it. I want to check she's watching. I I really want to look back at Thomas fully. I want to think about Dad, Mum, and Pen. But all I can think about is how much it's going to hurt. Where's the giant wasting? Oh, shit. Shit. Don't hesitate. Go. What are you doing? Go. Oh, half my body tries to go forward, the other back. Fingers and toes dancing to keep balance. Something snaking over my wrist. Rope. 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 The line. Oh my God, it's the line to the boat hook. I curl my stiff fingers, dragging the line and the sharp silt into my palm. Rita's head moves up a fraction of an inch, her eyelids widening ever so slightly. It is the line. And she knows. From her reaction, it's still attached to the backpack. Don't scratch. Look into her dark eyes and slowly pull the line taut. I think it's stuck. Move your legs round for a foothold. Wrap the line around your wrist. Let your weight drop back. It moves. It moves. Rita waits forward. Arms by her sides. She stops. Slowly I tilt my head to the shallows on my right. All the wasting had turned towards me. I pull on the line. Won't move. Rita standing on it. Movement in the corner of my eye. The wasting are silently moving towards me. I throw myself backwards, elbow and shoulder jarring. Shit! I'm stuck! Shit! Shit, get it off your wrist! I'm stuck! Oh my God! I'm stuck! I'm stuck! So a young man with shaved hair lunges. Rita's down. A jumper had hit her. Bag! Pull it in! Get it! Get it, go! Oh, keep hold faster! My body wrenches from side to side. Numb arms struggling to keep hold. Come on! Oh my God! Rita's coming! I kick off the bottom. I launch the pack afloat. It hits it. I'm slowly spinning in the water amongst the bodies. Lena's not too far away. Unsure, the wasting are pouring off the cliffs, crushing and trampling each other into rock and water.
I
hideous faces melting from rage to confusion, then terror as the way of the swarm shoves them under. Panic. Limbs reaching and snapping. It's endless. The crush extends further and further into the water. Is her house still standing? Is the bathwater still in the tub? What happened to Aurora? Shapes are moving. Can't focus. Can't hear. Think once of Mum. Is she being sick? Did Aurora make it? She had a baby brother, an older sister. A liquid.
Just a sip.
Sweet. Going to throw up.
No, keep it down.
Sweet. What is it? Open my eyes. Still. I asked Mum about Aurora and Maisie. Called her Maisie Mouse since preschool. I think they're dead. Mum say they probably got out. I think she's lying. Don't recognize myself. Not with them. Sky's going pale. Thought the sun had already gone up. Maybe it's sunset. What's that smell? Wee and poo and rotten, but sweet, fruity. I let Mum's legs drift into focus. There's a bloodied cloth on them. Then push focus to Jimmy. The smell's him. There's a t-shirt over his face. I can still tell it's turned towards me. Any skin showing is this putrid mix of green and red. His hands look swollen.
Can't get him out.
She sat in the companionway. She looks ghastly pale. Crushed nose. Dried blood all over her.
Penny's stubborn. Hope she makes it.
You think you were infected?
Keep an eye on me.
You shot that wasting.
Was aiming at you. Is there enough wind to move the boat?
Ah. A sail is slowly hoisted. The anchor's cut loose. I watch the hole in the sail as it fills. It doesn't rip further. We're moving. The bay water is so full of dead. I keep hearing them crack into Fulmar's hull as we tack. And tacking is so hard. But in the shadow of the cruise ship, we are creeping free. I can't stand at the helm because of Jimmy. Not sure I could even if he wasn't there. So I'm slumped on the bench. On our final tack, I see our blow-up canoe pass in the water. Part of me aching to reach out for it. Hearing everyone's laugh as we played pirates in those early days on Fulmar. We were so stupid.
It's raining.
Mum stirs. I take my last look at the cruise ship. The shadows on its deck. The pile of dead up to its hull. Dark windows still watching. Wasting scramble across the headland to keep up with Fulmar. A prickling feeling makes me turn my head sharply. Rita is stood waist deep in the water just off the headland. She waits until our boat is parallel. Pushes into the water. Her stiff arms splash awkwardly, catching those up to the sky. She splutters, finally retreating back to the safety of the rocks where she stands tall, her chest rising and falling rapidly as she stares at Fulmar. She didn't do it for long, but for a moment, she swam.
Arietti was played by Tina Marcatalo. Lena was played by Ricardo Ruff. Producer, Becky Stacey. Episode written and directed by Matt Stacey. Music tracks under Artless Licensing, Folklore, Alternative Version by Ardy Sun. Holy Wars by Ian Post. Fulmar's Folly original score and Rita's theme by Samar Benapal. Mix by Samar Benapal. This was a Static Airways production.